The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's second special legislative session of the year officially came to an end Friday and delivered a budget only marginally different than the one proposed by the Senate during the regular session. Many, including Governor John Bel Edwards, were wondering whether the special session had truly been necessary.
I do believe this was much harder than it needed to be, and it certainly took longer than should have been necessary. And I think that's obvious because we circled back to just about exactly where we were when the process fell apart.
But House Speaker Taylor Barra insisted the similar budget could not have been adequately addressed at the end of the regular session. He shared these remarks with public radio station WRKF from Baton Rouge.
It just had all the makings for a lack of debate, a lack of discussion, and I just consider House Bill 1 way too important. And, you know, didn't quite appreciate how it was done.
Barra was referring to the fact that House Democrats passed out copies of the conference committee report on the budget bill, showing it was signed by 4 of the 6 committee members, but not by the Speaker or the Appropriations Chairman. A coalition of House Democrats, moderate Republicans, and Independents then tried to force a vote to approve the conference committee report, a procedural move that failed when the regular session time clock ran out. The Louisiana legislature's final budget does fully fund the popular Taylor Opportunity Program for students. Higher education will not take a cut. Civil service workers will get a 2% pay raise. Psychosocial services will continue, and the Acadiana Youth Center will open. The ability to fund TOPS tuition at its $300 million projected need and protect state colleges and universities from cuts was touted as one of the few bright spots in the budget that begins July 1st. Louisiana law enforcement officials say they arrested 51 people on child exploitation charges this spring as part of an annual nationwide crackdown. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry announced the results of Operation Broken Heart 4 during a news conference Friday. Landry says the charges range from possessing child pornography to solicitation of minors. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a 10-year-old Texas girl drowned in the Red River in southeastern Oklahoma last weekend. An OHP report says the girl, who was from Texarkana, Texas, was not wearing a personal flotation device while wading into the river south of Idabel, Oklahoma, about 6 p.m. Saturday evening. The report says she apparently slipped and went underwater and never resurfaced. Her name has not been released. George P. Bush is formally seeking re-election as Texas Land Commissioner next year, hoping to continue running a little-known but powerful agency in a state where his family has been prominent for decades. Bush's grandfather and uncle were president, and his father ran unsuccessfully for the White House last year. A photogenic, fluent Spanish speaker, Bush has long been considered a rising Republican star nationally, but he wants to remain in a post he first won in 2014. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. There's a 60% chance of rain today. Expect a high temperature of 86. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier at 79 degrees and cloudy, 77 in Alexandria-Pineville, 72 in Magnolia-El Dorado, and 77 and cloudy in Lufkin-Nacogdoches. Again, expect a 60% chance of rain today. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.